KQED.
We know the real story on Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown opposes the death penalty.
Meg Whitman didn't tell the truth about not voting or about how long she lived in California.
Who raised the gas tax as governor and pushed for higher sales taxes? Jerry Brown.
Our state has a huge deficit. Meg Whitman's plan will make it billions worse.
Meg Whitman.
Strong.
Fiscal conservative.
A leader.
Jerry Brown. Knowledge and know-how we can trust.
And that brings us to this week's edition of Campaign Check, our own Pinocchio test for gubernatorial candidates Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown. And this week's debate between them gives us plenty to talk about. Our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers is here. And John, well, let's begin with taxes. It was a big topic of debate in that face-off. There was one exchange where moderator Tom Brokaw asked Jerry Brown about the role of the teachers' union in California, and he used it to attack Meg Whitman's plan to cut capital gains taxes. Let's listen.
They're a very strong advocate for more money for schools, and that's very important, particularly when you have people like Meg Whitman coming around wanting to cut the capital gains tax and put a $5 billion hole, which a certain amount of that will certainly come from schools.
John Myers, what's your take on that direct link he makes between cutting taxes and gutting school funding?
I think we have to first look at the Whitman tax cut proposals. Now, eliminating the state's capital gains tax is the marquee part of it, but there are actually several other incentives that she has talked about. When you count them all up, there's somewhere between $4 and $6 billion of existing state revenue. That's a number from the Whitman campaign, so Brown seems to be in the right ballpark there. But the question is, if you take, let's say, $4 billion, let's be conservative. If you take $4 billion out of existing revenues, what happens to current program spending? Now, Jerry Brown is asserting in that comment that because public schools get around 40% of general fund tax dollars this year, it's actually about 42%, there's no way Meg Whitman could avoid a proportional cut to schools if those tax revenues are cut. There are two problems with his argument. First of all, Whitman has said she will not cut school funding. Now, we'd be talking about $1.5 billion that she'd have to find somewhere else to cut. That doesn't seem completely unreasonable, so I think Jerry Brown probably is overreaching a bit there. But the second more fundamental question is, would the capital gains tax cut that Meg Whitman wants to put in place stimulate the economy, in which case maybe you wouldn't suffer $4 billion in less revenues?
Well, in fact, Meg Whitman had a lot to say about Jerry Brown's attacks on her tax-cutting agenda. Let's hear a part of what she said, and then we'll come back.
Jerry Brown's just wrong about this. The capital gains tax, the tax that he likes so much, is a tax on jobs, it's a tax on job creators, and it's a tax on investment. And we compete with other states, three other states, Washington, Texas, and Nevada, have no capital gains tax. We are not competitive with neighboring states.
Well, we've talked a little bit about the notion of a job exodus and how the numbers don't really match up in this segment before. But let's look at the three states she talked about, at least on the tax issue, because this was interesting. Texas, for example, relies a fair amount on local property taxes. And in fact, if you took the property tax revenues in Texas in 2008 and you compared them to California's on a per capita basis, you adjusted it, California would have had $10 billion more in revenue under a property tax system like in Texas. But we know we have limited property taxes in California because of Prop 13. Let me look at the other states really quickly. In Nevada, 75% of all state revenues come from the sales tax. Plus, Nevada has only a population of about 3 million people. We have 38 million people. Washington State, right, no capital gains tax. She's accurate. But again, not only do they have an aggressive property tax compared to ours, but they have a business and occupation tax on top of their sales tax. So I think it's really tough to make a fair comparison between California and those states just because on capital gains. And I really have to point out quickly here that, again, there's a question here about eliminating a tax and whether it stimulates the economy. Meg Whitman is advancing a supply-side economics theory here, and it's been argued about for years and years. And the reality is that a lot of economists say, you know, that kind of impact is probably overstated. At the very best, in the long run, you could get a zero-sum game. But, you know, you could be right. Jerry Brown could be right. The state could lose money in the short run.
Well, there's another jobs topic that came up in the debate this week, John, and had to do with AB 32, California's greenhouse gas law. And Proposition 23 would suspend that law. And Jerry Brown says the law actually stimulates more environmental jobs, while Whitman says, no, that's overblown.
Today, only 3% of our jobs are green jobs, and 97% of jobs are in the other part of the economy. And AB 32 is going to do real damage to the 97% of the jobs in the rest of the economy. It's not fair to the employees in manufacturing, trucking, packaging, all the other industries to drive those jobs out of state.
John Myers, that notion that 97% of the jobs are non-green jobs, speak to that. But also Whitman unveiled a new phrase about AB 32, freeze it and fix it. What does she mean by that?
Yeah, a couple of interesting things here. Well, let's talk about the percentages first. I asked the Whitman campaign where these numbers came from, and their answer is Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Turns out back in April, the governor and his advisors did a survey of businesses in the state to see how many green jobs there are. And by the way, there's no actual agreed-upon definition of what a green job is. Now, they didn't get all employers in the state to respond to their survey, but they believe their data shows about 3% of green jobs. So that seems to hold up. I think the part of Meg Whitman's statement that is troubling is where she says 97% of the state's jobs would be hurt by the climate change law, AB 32. The Schwarzenegger folks, in their survey, they actually found that most reported green jobs are in industries like manufacturing. Even a lot of them are in construction. These are sectors hit hard by unemployment and some of the ones that people debate about the climate change law. And another stat I found interesting, 86% of the companies that responded to Governor Schwarzenegger's survey already have some green jobs. And so this notion that a full 97% of the state's workforce would be hurt seems to be a bit of a stretch. And you did ask about this freeze it and fix it thing. I asked the campaign that, too. They say that she would, in the one-year suspension of the state's climate change law, look for ways to fix it. And that's a slightly different tack than she said before. Before, she just said, let's let the economy come back. Now she's saying, let's let the economy come back, and maybe we want to modify the law, which is another whole set of arguments.
And finally, John, on the state budget, Meg Whitman says public employee pensions are crushing state and local governments. And here's how Jerry Brown responded.
When I left the governorship in 82, I put in the Budget Act, get a two-tier pension system as soon as possible. They ignored that.
They being the legislature in this case. So, John, was Jerry Brown really thinking about this 28 years ago in his last year as governor?
Well, I guess so. I had to go back and dig out with the help of some folks here at the state capitol his 1982 budget proposal, and sitting here looking at a copy of the page where he does talk about a two-tier retirement system in his budget proposal. The problem here is it doesn't really match up to what we're talking about now. It's a little complicated about whether or not it would have been more generous or not than the pensions we have now. And the bottom line is, he never did anything else on it. You can look at all the news stories and everything else. There's nothing else about the governor, Governor Brown at that time, pushing pension reform. And governors, you know, while they can't do it by themselves, they do have a set of priorities they push forward. And it doesn't seem to have been his priority when he was governor.
All right. Just a little over 2 weeks to go until the election. Don't put that truth meter away just yet, John.
I won't. We've got it out.
All right. Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
And we've got lots of campaign coverage online. Read John's blog, Capital Notes, and get ready for the 2010 election by visiting our website. It's CaliforniaReport.org.